This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We were live here Friday. We're live today on this Monday edition, 29th day of September 2014. Before we knew any details of the beheading and attempted beheading, wounding of another woman at a factory facility up in Oklahoma, and it wasn't hard to guess that it would be connected to radical Islam. But you see the media response since it's come out that indeed that's what happened, to trying to cover it up. And I'm not one here calling for a cold war with Muslims. I'm not an Islamophobe. Everybody knows that. But at the same time, when you have a real radical Islamic offensive that we've been talking about for a long time, 4 years at least, being launched worldwide and being funded by the highest levels of NATO and Western governments, you've got to ask, what's the end game plan here? Well, it's to bring in basically martial law under the name security. I mean, I was listening to local talk radio today. I was watching the news this morning over the weekend. They were saying, oh, looks like those military equipment are needed to fight ISIS. Looks like it was the right thing to do. Was it military equipment, armored vehicles, checkpoints, NSA surveillance that stopped Alton Noland, who tried to chop two women's heads off and successfully chopped one woman's head off before being shot by the CEO of the facility who had his concealed carry and mitigated it? Money on it, this guy would have probably stabbed 10, 15 people. And, of course, you could go look Saturday, and they already had found his Facebook with him showing off with the Islamic State flag and the rest of it, promoting Islamic State. And they were on CNN this morning saying, gee, we wonder if it's connected to any of that. Oh, my goodness, we don't know. He is literally, in the last 6 months, been radicalized, hanging around with these people. He was a football enthusiast slash Oklahoma Christian 6.5 months ago on his Facebook post, and then got immersed in a, quote, radical mosque. So he kind of went from being a football player, godfather, thug life type guy, somebody who was on the edge, wanting to be tough, wanting to be a man. And I pointed out that the way they use Facebook and Twitter, we're really seeing trendies with ISIS patches. We're really seeing it because celeb. We're really seeing it being promoted and pushed by the Muslim Brotherhood and out of Kenya through Obama's cousins and half-brother and others. We really are seeing Google behind the Arab Spring and our government trying to overthrow the former Egyptian dictatorship of Hosni Mubarak to put something in far worse. And then our media criticizing the military after a year of tyrannical rule of the Muslim Brotherhood. Something like 20 million Egyptians hit the streets protesting it. So the military took back over, stopped letting them burn down all the churches and crucify people. And our media, CNN, actually criticized it. So let's get one thing straight here. The people running our government, the special interest, are protecting, are funding, are shepherding, are opening the door for radical Wahhabist Islam to launch a jihad worldwide. And the whole buildup of Homeland Security in the last 12, 13 years was in preparation for this, so that we will accept the police state takeover, which will then be flipped onto the Liberty Movement. Now, I told you that before it happened 13 years ago. It's now happened. You've now seen the flip begin. But they need another push to get the cops, the military, everybody to go along with it so that they get in place, get accustomed to going through the motions before they publicly stage false flags in America and turn them loose on anybody who isn't a communist or a sympathizer with the globalists. We're going to break it all down straight ahead.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,613. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,653.42, $826.71 for a half ounce, or $413.36 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,653.42, $826.71, and $413.36.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 29th day of September 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. And every day I seem to come on air and say, wow, our plate is certainly full, but that is on the tip to make the broadcast sound interesting. I am completely overwhelmed, bellying up to this nightmaric bonanza, this virtual cornucopia of craziness. But sticking our heads in the sand will only make it worse. So that's why we're here, to break it down as a radar system and to try to navigate the planet Terra Firma approaching its carrying capacity for 7,350,000,000+ souls aboard this planetoid. So fantastic to be here. Again, I'm extremely honored to be your host. But it's even more fantastic, obviously, to be a conscious, sentient being experiencing this existence with all of you. We are all truly brothers and sisters in that experience, no matter which side we serve. So always remember how epic consciousness is. The system, first and foremost, seeks to shutter the mind, to make you feel pointless and weak, and to make you bored, and to make you only tune in to their attempt at false reality that is the state-run media and the controlled Hollywood culture. It is an attempt for them to force you into their artificial consciousness, their system of total control. And this revolt that I am only a small part of is truly a revolt demanding free will and for the self-determination to at least be able to make some of the basic decisions governing all of our individual and, yes, collective destinies as a species. I am honored to be here. Thank you so much. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Obviously, we have Obama coming out saying that they underestimated Islamic State threat. Islamic State was built by NATO, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, basically everyone in the Middle East but Iran and Syria and Egypt and Libya. Doesn't matter if a country was our ally or neutral, it's been overthrown and handed over to Islamic State, known as Al-Qaeda, known as Wahhabis, known as Sunni radical arm, the paramilitary takeover arm of Saudi Arabia. And this is all being done because they know the military finally clicked, finally had a paradigm moment when the light bulb ignited above the head and realized, oh my gosh, there's a global shadow corporate chaos organization that consolidates power out of worldwide crises that is protecting and shepherding radical Islam. And we don't want to be part of it. And so once this force had been turned loose, now they have to have some staged bombings of it to try to get the narrative back to Homeland Security and the other Homeland Security systems in Australia, England, Germany, you name it. They need to now legitimize, not just to us, but to their own people who are really now sitting back decompartmentalizing. So we have that. We have a little small hors d'oeuvre with 36 confirmed dead when a volcano erupted in Japan, spewing ash and toxic fumes. By comparison, in the reports I've got here, they estimate that the Yellowstone volcano, the super volcano, the biggest known in the world, there's several. But it's now active. I'm going to say that again, active. And with their computer algorithms, they estimate it will erupt soon. Now, that means the next 100 years, but now it's moving even quicker. They think it erupts every few million. That it is between 10 and 20,000 times bigger than what this volcano eruption was. Hundreds of times bigger than Mount St. Helens. Covering more than half the United States in molten ash. Changing the climate of the planet, sending us into a dark age. It erupted 2.1 million years ago, 1.3 million years ago, 640,000 years ago, according to the isotope readings. The biggest eruption was 640,000 years ago. And I'm not saying this is imminent in a human lifetime scale, but it just shows you. When they say we need to have stable climate and pay a UN body and Homeland Security domestically, quote, prosecute green crimes of not throwing your recycling away or whatever, then it has nothing to do with protecting anybody. And everything about surveilling and micromanaging every facet of our lives as a world unifying religion. that isn't even based on real sensible environmental crises and problems that are happening that need to be dealt with. It's a cover for all of that. As all the GMO and pharmacological crops and cross-species abominations and human cloning and chimeras, spider goats, it all glow-in-the-dark dogs, all of it racing forward, and we're talking about carbon dioxide and how we've got to have a totally stable climate with no change. The only thing that's stable is change. The only thing constant is change. The only thing that continues to happen is change. Anyone with a literal IQ of 60 points knows that. But they insult everyone's intelligence. I saw, no exaggeration, probably 25 articles or more last week. Mainstream headlines, Smithsonian, NASA, Washington Post, CBS. No one questions climate change. It's now not global warming. And then quotes about we must not have climate change denial and we must get the taxes in place to do it and Obama's going to act with executive orders regardless to protect us from climate change. When giant asteroids hit the Earth all the time, there's huge volcanoes everywhere. How many civilizations got covered in lava in 5 minutes like Pompeii? Krakatoa. It's just ridiculous. We're on a planet that hadn't even cooled with about a mile, 2 mile thick, depending on where you're at, someplace even thinner, floating islands of mountains and seas flying at hundreds of thousands of miles an hour through space orbiting a sun out on the edge of a galaxy, and we really are worshiping Hollywood stars and Obama and red carpets. I mean, give me a break. Go out to West Texas when it's a clear sky and no moon. You'll just fall to your knees. It's like the stars are just coming down. The stars are big and bright deep in the heart of Texas. What's that song I remember singing when I was a kid? The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. I mean, that's incredible. What's the Bible say? You can see God's handiwork in the firmament. And it is shifting from looking at the dirt and the amoeba-like globalist and shifting and seeing the big picture, transcending them. Just that thought alone begins the journey of escaping this devilish construct they're trying to build. This technological terror they've constructed, to quote Darth Vader. The arrogance and the hubris of the wicked. The fool and his money are quickly parted. More like the fool is quickly parted from his own consciousness and free will. And all I want people to do is to think for themselves. The minute we heard about a beheading and a man trying to behead another person, I mean, we knew what it was going to be. And it's hype. This guy, the so-called suspect, even though he's seen by over 100 people, Alton Nolan, was killed by the CEO of the company in Oklahoma who had his concealed carry. And within a minute and a half of the attack happening, the head of the company went in, the AP reports, and the police report. They were finally forced to report this. This was out on Saturday. He wounded him. A man fired from an Oklahoma food processing plant beheaded a woman with a knife, was attacking another worker when he was shot and wounded by a company official, police said Friday. Alton Nolan, having a Freudian slip saying killing him, I wish he would have killed him. Because that's a true crime of hate, to be able to take a knife and go in and saw somebody's head off. And see, young males that haven't had good fatherly role models, it's just a statistical fact, are 4 to 7 times more likely to end up in prison, to end up being violent, to end up being thugs. It's the exact same statistics for a white kid or a black kid, except that blacks are 2 or 3 times more likely to be illegitimate now. And we've talked a lot about this. And so instead of being a gangster now, because he was into being that, previously on his Facebook, a Godfather Mac Daddy gangster, then in the last 6 months he got into radical Islam, started attending radical mosque, and then, well, look what happened. And it's a pure copycat hype event. But what about real ISIS sleepers?
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dried Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dried Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
I'm going to have to see for miles and miles, even though I can, to see a screw job in the making happening right in front of me. Here's an example. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N. said about a week and a half ago, we played the clip here 2 or 3 times, that, yeah, of course, taking out ISIL is about taking out Assad, their archenemy, who's done nothing but fought al-Qaeda for 4 years with our government arming him. And now the Saudi Arabian ambassador to the U.S., the video's up on Infowars.com, came out on 60 Minutes yesterday and said, yeah, we need to take out ISIL, take out Assad. That's how dumb they think we are. It first aired on 60 Minutes. It also then aired on This Morning with anchor Nora O'Donnell. I'm not even going to play the clip, okay? It's just so insulting that, you know what? I don't start fights. I don't back invading countries that haven't done anything and blowing up every church. It's not rocket science to say it's wrong for our government and NATO for 4 years. I know I keep harping on this, but it's just so incredible how dumb they think we are, and I guess we are, to be pumping billions of dollars in, 600 tons of weapons just in the last month or so, as Senator Paul talked about, into ISIS. They're not getting whole warehouses of armored vehicles and U.S. Special Forces trucks and U.S. M16s at military bases we just left in eastern or western Iraq. They've been giving them. And our military is completely freaked out, and they should be. And all of this is about covering Obama's butt and Hillary Clinton's and the rest of them and Senator Graham and Senator McCain, who's so angry at Rand Paul, who keeps saying, you met with ISIS. And then he goes, that's ridiculous. Well, actually, I did, but so what? You should go meet with them, too. And then all these headlines, Rand Paul got caught in a hoax. McCain never met with anybody. Bull! I remember 2 years ago showing the video, the photos. He was proud of it. And half the guys he met with are the leaders of Islamic State. But they think you're so dumb, they're still up there lying about it. And now the Saudi Arabian ambassador to the U.S. tells CBS News, yeah, it's about taking out Assad, after we take out ISIS. What? It's about turning that place over to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia conquered it before. Last century. Syria. Damascus. And so it's just all about smoke. So everybody's like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Oh, I guess we had to take them out. Well, of course Al-Qaeda needs to be destroyed. It's horrible. And let me tell you, people say, Alex, you're the one always saying terror is fake. Why are you saying Islamic State's a real threat now? Well, I always said there's different types of terror. There's purely provocateur. There's wind-up toys where you find mentally ill people, get them to do it. There's systems where you open the door for terrorists to attack and use the NSA systems to make sure other agencies that are doing their job aren't able to stop them. Because literally like 98% of the government is compartmentalized. It didn't know this stuff was going on. Now that it's all out in the open, it's the decompartmentalization that could destroy the New World Order, folks. I remember 3 years ago at Bilderberg, we got the intel from sources inside that they were having main meetings about how to spin that they weren't behind Al-Qaeda and how to cover it up. The head of NATO was there. And they were really upset because their narrative was being disrupted. And the fact that Arab Spring had been launched by them was starting to come out. And so now Obama's running around saying, we were caught flat-footed. Well, I got bad intelligence. Bad intelligence. They have armed over 100,000 of these jihadis, bare minimum, given them the weapons, turned them loose all over the place. And the media has backed them, overthrowing Libya, Syria, Egypt, and other areas. You all saw them do that. So this is a challenge here. Are we this dumb? Well, let me tell you, the public may be dumb. The military's not. They all know the players. They all know what's going on. Let me tell you who else knows. Quote, law enforcement. Only because they actually have to study these groups and organizations. And so they know this is completely phony. So the question is, do you trust a government that's doing stuff like this? That's all I'm saying. Because when we come back, the next phase that I've been warning you about is beheadings in America. Then mass shootings of schools, factories, universities, federal buildings, and a big truck full of plastic explosives rolling right into the White House. When Obama will be gone, don't worry when they do that. Oh, he'll be such a hero. Or the president took off a helicopter a minute before when they got a warning. I mean, I'm throwing out these scenarios because I know how they work, so they can't pull them. And believe me, I'm not being arrogant. They watch, they listen, and then this decompartmentalizes all the Secret Service and other people that are good to know what to look for. They can blow up Congress, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The inventor of the World Wide Web warns of threat to internet freedom. Says a global tyranny is taking over. William Binney, number four at the NSA, a director of their technical operations and development. They say, even ABC News says, one of the greatest code breakers and mathematicians in NSA history, says it is a total totalitarian takeover with the destruction of free will in mind. I don't know. We now have Sir Tim Berners-Lee saying there's a global takeover. That's AFP. We have the former director of the NSA saying it's a totalitarian takeover. I mean, people say, if there was a takeover happening, people would warn us. There are good people in the system. I had Colonel Schaefer on about a month ago, and he said, if you want to know what I really think, because he still gives classified briefings to Congress, interview this gentleman, Mr. Steele, who was a CIA actual field commander with the Army. And then we get Steele on, and Steele starts saying, this is a false flag, that's a false flag, they're bringing in martial law, because, you know, ISIS basically works for them, because that's what's going on. Do you understand that? We're not up here playing patty cake, making stuff up. When I tell you that they're getting ready to release brigade level, I'm talking 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 terrorist sleepers in this country, that's the type of capabilities from my research that Islamic State has in this country. This isn't some fake Al-Qaeda wing cutouts, decoys set up on 9/11 who are really on CIA payroll. That's confirmed. That's London Guardian, that they were at least double agents, bare minimum, and we're being lied to about what really happened. The 28 pages that Saudi Arabia was intimately involved, and that our government ordered a stand down, bare minimum. That's been confirmed by Congressman Walter Jones, that's read the 28 pages. That's been confirmed by Colonel Butler, who was there that day he was on 3 weeks ago, briefing Congress. Congress was told in briefings 95% of the Islamic jihad force attacking Syria is IS. That's just a catch-all term. ISIL, all of it. I even predicted, I said, they'll bomb some little 50-person, 100-person splinter group. They will not bomb their main IS that they equipped and trained. And you notice, they couldn't get a resupply because Congress blocked the funds and the Pentagon refused to ship the weapons because the pilots came on this show and literally got death threatened and everything else and subpoenaed by the Justice Department. People are like, oh, there's good people in the CIA. They wouldn't ship guns to Al-Qaeda. Well, they came on the show and told us all about it. Tosh Plumlee, what do you think that was? The Pentagon wouldn't do it. So they said, okay, just come into Iraq, resupply there. And they do it through Saudi Arabia so they can have plausible deniability. They can fence the money, the weapons. This is what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. And so if I wanted to overthrow America, if I wanted to overthrow what's left of Western civilization, if I wanted to bring in a tyranny so I could then turn the West into an armored compound to launch a global war worldwide to take over the planet for the bankers and destroy the other free countries and the other rogue countries as well as the West while I was at it, I would fund radical jihadists worldwide to threaten the West and to stage horrible atrocities. I would then give them part of the Middle East as their payoff, have their patsies commanded by shadow forces, attack real installations. They will really be killed. There will be real wars with our troops and these people. There will be real police killed by these people. It's a real world fight. But the whole thing is simulated at the top and is synthetic. The word they use is synthetic. This is an artificially manufactured, created system. And the next move, it could be a nuke. They put a lot of pre-programming out on that, going off in a major city, a huge dirty bomb. But they really want to go after guns. So they'll probably target a Democratic-controlled area where they know they've got a lot of tied-up victims with nobody there to protect them. New York, Chicago, D.C., and they'll go in and just kill it. It could be 200 kids. and then they'll spin it. We need gun control. See, these local ISIS sympathizers got their guns legally at gun shows. I mean, just think about the enemy's mind, learn how they operate, and what would you do if they were them? That's how I continue to predict what they're going to pull. You would do something like that, or by the way, people that say, oh, don't give them any ideas, believe me, these people already have all these ideas. Let me assure you of that. Do you know what 100 real trained terrorists with asymmetrical warfare can do to an industrialized country? Just unbelievable havoc. And remember, while our southern and northern borders are wide open, they are saying we've got to have the armored vehicles and paramilitary police to counter ISIS when their training is for the Tea Party and gun owners and veterans. And when they're done letting the jihadis attack the West and shoot down airliners with Stinger missiles that our government gave them 15,000 of, bare minimum, they are going to come after all of us, claiming that somehow we were involved or somehow, you know, we launched terror attacks. It's a script they're following. And so I harp on this a lot because this is what I fear. These are the moves I would make if I was the establishment. Plus, we've caught them doing this stuff over and over again. So for me, it's not a question of if, but when. And it's really hard to cover all this other news when we know this. Here's Obama, though, trying to distance himself from the stand down of letting 100,000, there's over 200,000 fighters estimated in Syria attacking Assad and the military. 200,000 head choppers, 100,000, whatever it is. They try to downgrade the numbers to, you know, 13, 20,000 actual ISIL, ISIL. The names are all meant to confuse people. We know that. Pouring back into Iraq, and Obama is saying that it's underestimated Islamic State threat. Underestimated. That's like Dr. Frankenstein saying he underestimated what his monster would do. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
I think our head of the intelligence community, Jim Clapper, has acknowledged that I think they underestimated what had been taking place in Syria. Essentially, what happened with ISIL was that you had Al-Qaeda in Iraq, which was a vicious group, but our Marines were able to quash with the help of Sunni tribes. They went back underground, but over the past couple of years, during the chaos of the Syrian civil war,
and you
where essentially
them.
You have huge swaths of the country that are completely ungoverned, they were able to reconstitute themselves and take advantage of that chaos and attract foreign fighters who believed in their jihadist nonsense and traveled everywhere from Europe
60 minutes.
To the United States to Australia.
Notice how everything's a manipulate. Our Marines were able to crush them, which is true. That was like 6 years ago, right as you got into office, that was already done. And then they were allowed, as we told you 3-4 years ago, to set up bases in western Iraq to prepare for the attack into Syria and to set up bases in Jordan and bases in Turkey and bases in the Golan Heights. Israel helped them. This is in the news. This is admitted in Jerusalem Post. To then launch this all-out coordinated attack, and the argument was, oh, it doesn't matter, they're the only ones that will fight. Remember 3 years ago in Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs publication, they had the headline, Why We Need Al-Qaeda. And it said, well, they're the only ones that will fight. We've got to take out Assad. And now we're told they're going to shoot down airliners, they're going to bomb us, they're going to start chopping heads, and the border is wide open. There's the headline. CFR strategist praises Al-Qaeda bombings in Syria. 2012, Paul Joseph Watson, and then links to Foreign Affairs in the article, where you can read it for yourself. Look at this quote. The Syrian rebels would be immensely weaker today without al-Qaeda in their ranks. By and large, Free Syrian Army battalions are tired, divided, chaotic, and ineffective. Feeling abandoned by the West, rebel forces are increasingly demoralized as they square off with the Assad regime's superior weaponry and professional army, writes the senior fellow of the Middle East Studies in the CFR. And they go on to say, al-Qaeda fighters, however, may help improve morale. And then it goes in to say, the influx of jihadis brings discipline, religious fervor, battle experience from Iraq. Yeah, killing our troops. Think of this sickening Machiavellian statement. Funding from Sunni sympathizers in the Gulf, Saudi Arabia, and most importantly, deadly results. In short, the FSA needs al-Qaeda now, he adds. Good job pulling that up, crew. Remember, listeners, I say something, you can search it and you can find it. Not making jack squat up here. Does that mean I don't get stuff wrong occasionally or flip dates around? No, I do. And I got a whole team of people in there watching what I say. And they go, hey, he didn't get killed. He shot him. He shot the head chopper. The CEO did. And oh yeah, thanks for reminding me. He wounded the head chopper. He didn't kill him. Because you try thinking on your feet up here with no teleprompter. But the point is, that's why this is different radio slash TV than anything else, because we're going off real research here. And I know I've been spending 45 minutes of the first key hour on this, but this is the big enchilada. And I've got to say, again, it is libertarians, it is conservatives, it is police and military are the only groups getting any grasp of this right now. And I listen to so-called liberal media, and it is just a defense of Obama and a defense of what's happening and a defense of all these wars. And they're really coming out of the woodwork attacking us right now, saying we're traitors because we don't want to attack. And they're attacking Rand Paul, saying he doesn't want to attack ISIS. No, he said if we could bomb ISIS, that'd be great. But why did we arm them to begin with? That's the big issue. And that he's not confident in the attacks Obama is ordering launched. Because they are as phony as a $3 bill. You can rest assured of that. Now, Dr. Russell Blaylock's going to be joining us for a full hour to look at Obamacare, as we've now been into it fully, phase one fully implemented. There's phase two and three, and I also want to get him on about all the different neurological disorders we're seeing increasing and the rest of it. And the fact that, but guys, I forgot to ask you this. Will you print me all the news the last week of the paralyzed kids in Syria from the UN shots, the paralyzed kids in Colombia from the UN shots, the paralyzed kids in Pakistan, and a bunch of, and the U.S., I'm sorry, it was NBC News admitted that the paralyzed kids and the sick kids and the breathing disorders and the neurological problems are directly connected to the vaccinated children in public schools, and now all these new super diseases are just spreading, just sick children everywhere. Everybody I know has sick kids right now. It's like the killing field once the shots start every winter to get that immune system lowered. They admit the H1N1 shot of 5 years ago cut your immune system in half. In half for other flus for the rest of your life. So, I mean, that's just a major Canadian government study. I'm sorry, I know the facts. But you can look that up yourself if you care. So we're going to get him on about that. That's all coming up. By the way, we did get another shipment of it. A little bit of it came in last week, and a little bit more came in this week, and then we should get the full amount next week. DNA Force, well, anybody that's seen me in person but also on television says, man, you know, you look like hell for years, and what have you been doing? Well, same amount of exercise, but drinking more water, trying to get a little bit more sunshine, trying to be more positive. But the nascent iodine X2, the purest form, strongest form out there, period, from a deep earth crystal source, all the rest of it's from seaweed, which isn't bad. You know, it's okay whether it's sea salt or seaweed. Just this is the real deal. The X2, the Super Male Vitality, the DNA Force, proprietarily blended with patented ingredients, just one of which is BioPQQ, is backed by over 175 published clinical studies and given the ingredient with the Best Science Achievement Award. And it's a nutraceutical, so we're actually allowed to say a lot of things on InfoWarsLife.com and have videos up there breaking it down with Dr. Group because this is certified, patented, confirmed. Okay? A whole bunch of the ingredients, but I'm not going to even tell you what it's done for me. Just get a bottle of it, try it. The only PQQ from the U.S., extremely expensive, and we give you the best price. It costs us $12,000 a kilo. That's one ingredient. Not sold for 7 or 10 times the price like most outlets. Yeah, we mark it up about 1.5 times, which is still a good markup until we fund our operation, but the rest of the industry just, I'm sorry, it's 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 times. No other formula focuses on heart, brain, mitochondrial, cellular health available. Again, only when we have it in supply because it's so hard to get it is back in supply. Patented, unavailable anywhere else but through InfoWarsLife.com. Provides superior antioxidant shielding to skin cells, to cells, to the entire body. Damaged DNA and the shortening of telomeres accelerate the aging process. Fight back, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we've all had the lawyers and everybody else look at exactly what we're able to say about it. So just go to InfoWarsLife.com and read about it right there. But this was formulated by my dad, who has a background in biology and developing nutraceuticals into approved drugs. That's what he's done before, and Dr. Group. And when we went to the main suppliers of the ingredients, they're like, wow, this is an amazing product. We had to sign a lot of big contracts and stuff. I mean, this is the real deal. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. DNA Force. Leading competitors are 3 to 5 times more expensive.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
So, they do a bunch of vaccination and a mystery illness sweeps the country. Even mainstream media admits it's connected to vaccinated children. Kind of like it. Every year you'll hear about MMR outbreaks, whooping cough outbreaks, and it's the vaccinated kids that have got it. I'm not against the science of vaccination. I know it can even work, but you can't trust these evil companies to do it. There's other agendas afoot, and there's always been side effects to even good vaccines. It came out that in Europe, the elite, you can look this up, gets a, quote, clean vaccine, a secret vaccine that the public doesn't get. Just type in, German government gets clean vaccine. British government gets secret vaccine. Chinese leadership gets, communist leadership gets clean vaccine. You will have mainstream news. Monsanto doesn't eat GMO in their own factories, in their own laboratories, in their own cafeterias. That's CBC out of Canada. All I'm saying is you need to look into what's going on here, folks. I'm just looking up at the stories on Infowars.com. Establishment desperate to co-opt populist uprising. Council on Foreign Relations, same group, 2.5 years ago admitting the whole plan for the Middle East with Al-Qaeda, like we're idiots, I just read it to you, has a plan to take over America and neutralize Americans trying to get their freedom back. They have a plan to, quote, neutralize, quote, American distemper. Also, Americans resigned to ground troops in ISIS war. Yeah, they've got the Republicans now pushing that for the Democrats. Bilderberg Kissinger wants world army to fight terrorists. And then they run the terrorists, so they need to have a world government. Oh, you need a world government with NATO to fight the people NATO armed. 2 + 2 = what? Turn the table, stopping Western aggression in Syria. Excellent article by Tony Cartolucci. But it's not really Western aggression, it's globalists controlling us. David Cameron says questioning government policy is terrorism. There's actual video of it. ISIS just 1 mile from Baghdad as Al-Qaeda fighters joined forces against Syrian airstrikes. They didn't join forces. They are Al-Qaeda. So that's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And let's look more at Alton Nolan, the reported beheader, who went into this HR area and made a beeline for two white women, killing one, wounding the other. And it's a racial attack. Meanwhile, Obama gave another speech. We have the video. Play it next hour. We have time with Blaylock, saying that basically everyone knows America is racist. Well, Alton Nolan said, quote, Sharia law is coming. Now, until 6 months ago when he became a Muslim, he was into being, you know, kind of a Mac Daddy type, you know, the Godfather, all this gangster type stuff in football. But see, it was even more gangster and scary to be an OG with, I guess, ISIS. So this is more like a lone wolf camp follower. And I expect to see more of this type of business, the way the media hypes it as cool as it is online. In fact, I'm the first person months ago to say I'm seeing a cool trend. I'm seeing this ISIS, IS garbage really being pushed as cool. They had all these Afghan fighters and stuff on his website and shows him at all these mosques hanging out with the imams. Pretty disgusting, ladies and gentlemen, to see this happening. And, of course, the media is not saying it's racial, and they're not saying it's Islamic. And here's Obama, quote, most Americans think nation is racist. And he went on to say that black males, you know, don't trust the police. Well, here's the issue. I don't trust a lot of stuff that goes on with the police, because historically there can be real corruption problems. But what about a nightclub that got shot up in Miami? And what about a cop shot in Ferguson over the weekend? See, I don't like the out-of-control police culture, but I don't like the gangbanger culture.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
The Costa Report on the future of talk.